This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Welcome in. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Sparky here on a Friday. Charlie Usen over there. Still to come on today's show, Andrew Weiner, former Sports Brewers writer, joins us at 3:20, like he does each and every Tuesday and Friday, brought to you by Focus Baseball. Charlie Sounds of the Day comes up at 3:40. And then Warren Sharp from Sharp Football Analysis, who has been the in everybody's Twitter feeds, that is a Packers fan, earlier today. And part of the reason is because of this guy right here.
I mean, not necessarily. That's what our exit meetings are for. You know, that's why I talk to Coach. And, you know, that's why I talk to Matt. That's why I talk to Braves, Steno. You know, everybody. I've been talking to Goody. So, you know, all that stuff for us. You know, we have those conversations. We clarify what we need to clarify in-house. So, I don't think, you know, any of that is, you know. I think all that is done in-house. And we clarify what I need to get better at. You know, what they want from me and everything. And, you know, I'm here to just do my job and take care of those things.
Okay, so I don't think I need to have an exit meeting with Jaden Reed to tell him what to work on. Now, I could be wrong, but I don't think fans would need to have an exit meeting with Jaden Reed either. I think Jaden Reed knew what he needed to work on. Joining us now, he is Ryan Wood, beat writer for the Green Bay Press Gazette. Follow him on Twitter at @ByRyanWood. Warren Sharp of, as I said earlier, Sharp Football Analysis, put out a set of tweets today. Highest percentage of receiver error causing incompletions. The Packers worst in football. Somebody asked him, okay, well, clarify. What does that exactly mean as far as error? And he said percentage of attempts that were incomplete due to receiver errors, such as receiver drops, lost control at the ground, didn't get both feet in bounds but should have, fell down, and a couple other smaller instances. So the Packers were worst. The Lions were the best. Then, as Packer fans were tweeting at him, he got into numbers involving Jaden Reed and Dontavian Wicks. Among 103 players with over 60 targets, Jaden Reed was 103. Dontavian Wicks was 102. NFL average was 5.3% of incompletions were due to receiver error. Jaden Reed, 14.7%, nearly three times the NFL average. Dontavian Wicks, 13.2%. I asked in the first segment of the show, Ryan Wood, do you have hope that they could turn this around in 2025? I can't see any way possible. They're the two worst receivers in football back-to-back years. There has to be improvement. There has to be, Ryan Wood.
I mean, I would agree with you because they're all so young, and we know they're talented. I mean, even Dontavian Wicks, he gets open just about as anyone in the league. I mean, he's always open. That was the problem last year with taking him off the field is you hate taking a guy off the field who's always open. It's just that at some point, the drops made that very clear something needed to be changed. They're young. They're talented. When you're young and talented, you usually get better with things such as focus mistakes, which is a drop, which is a wrong route, depth, those sort of things. So, yeah, I think they'll get better, but they got to go out and do it.
What about OTAs? Now, again, I know you and I have done this many a years talking about OTAs, and it's always, well, they're in shorts. Really can't make much of anything that's in shorts. Having said all of that, Matthew Golden, Savion Williams, your thoughts?
Matthew Golden's really fast. You know, the thing that stood out to me, you want to talk about hands, not a single ball thrown to him from, yes, on air, but also in 7-on-7. Not a single ball thrown to him hit the ground. Woo-hoo. And anyone you talk to regarding Matthew Golden, anyone who's coached him will tell you the same thing. And it's not the speed. His former coaches along his way, they were surprised by the 4.29, not because they didn't think he was fast, but 4.29 is 4.29. Like, not quite sure that was in him. What they'll all rave about is his hands. The guy never drops passes. If the ball hits his hands, it stays there. You saw it for day one. I mean, it was day one. You know, they're not playing football yet. They're right. Doing a workout in shorts, but it was a good start.
So you talked to coaches at Texas then?
Yeah, I talked to Chris Jackson's receivers coach.
Okay, so my question is this.
Shorts at Houston and now Nebraska. Yeah, a lot of his coaches.
Did he not stretch the field as much as he could have because his quarterback didn't have the arm to do so?
No, everyone will say that, yes, he's fast. You knew he was fast, but no one quite expected 4.29. I think that that's a byproduct of you never expect a guy to go out there in a combine setting and run sub 4.3. That's one of the fastest times that any receiver has ever posted at the NFL combine. But everyone knew he was fast. Like, he's obviously got great speed. He can stretch the field. He's just a guy that he went out there and ran 4.29.
Talking with Ryan Wood, Packers beat writer for the Green Bay Press Gazette. Follow him on Twitter at @ByRyanWood. The other thing of note, as those of us that weren't there following along on social media with you and other Packer beat writers, was what the offensive alignments were going to look like, who was going to be in one spot. Your first chance to really get eyes on Banks as a Packer. He looks like a mass of humanity from what I can tell in the pictures.
What stood out to me, because these guys aren't in pads. I've done this too long to make any observations.
Like Julius Peppers, though. Julius Peppers not in pads is a very imposing physical specimen.
He's a big human. We'll see what happens when they put pads on. Get back to me, because he just offensive line play without pads means next to nothing. But he is a big human. What stood out to me was on the sideline, him talking up Kadeem Telfer and giving him, you know, for over 5 minutes on the sideline, giving him pointers.
Good.
The veteran presence that he brings to this offensive line that already has, you know, Elgton Jenkins is a veteran guy that they've got. Rashid Walker's still a young guy, but he started now for 2 years at left tackle. They've got a lot of experience there, but this veteran presence that he brings and seeing that day one, I thought that was awfully impressive.
Ryan, what do you've been around a long time, like you said. I explain to me the difference between what he was just doing, what you just explained, Banks, versus quarterbacks. It's like we just played a clip of Joe Flacco yesterday or the day before, pretty much talking about, look, I'm not here to be anybody's mentor or whatever else. I'm here to be the starting quarterback. They got to kind of figure this out on their own and watch how I work and so forth. It feels like quarterbacks have one mentality about this, and then you get guys like this in other positions that are more than willing to put their arm around somebody and help them.
Did you get Brett Favre flashbacks listening to that Joe Flacco answer?
Sure did.
What is this? Is this 2008 again?
No, but this is the thing that I said. And I think you would agree that I've learned from listening to Rodgers, listening to Favre, it's very, very common, which is if I was an agent for a player, a coach, whatever, of a quarterback, I would simply say this. Look, they're not going to voluntarily tell you anything. You have to ask. If you ask, they will all answer. But you have to ask questions. Be annoying. Ask as many questions as you can while you're around that veteran presence, because otherwise they're not going to tell you anything, and you're not going to get nearly as much out of this as you should. And that, I think, is where a lot of these young quarterbacks run into trouble, because they don't want to ask.
And you know why? And I thought that Joe Flacco really did a great job of articulating this, because they have a job to do too. Like, anyone playing at this level has to take care of themselves first, because it's very difficult to play at this level and take care of your assignments, play fast, execute, not make mistakes. That is a hard job first and foremost, and it is the job first and foremost. Any player will tell you, any veteran that's done this a long time will tell you, that they want the young guys asking questions, because it's better for the team. It means the young guys are learning quicker, which means that they can contribute quicker, which means that you can win more. That's good for the team. But their focus is going to be on what they need to do within the confines of the offense and the defense to make the team better themselves, because they're getting...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
A2.
Talking with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Packers beat writer here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy. See Sparky Pfeiffer with you as you broadcast live on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan. Let's talk a little bit, not only about the offensive line and Banks, but what about Jordan Morgan? You know, last year, we get to training camp and so forth. You say a little bit of tackle, but it was mostly guard after that. It looks like they're back to trying to make this a competition at left tackle again.
Oh, it sure did. You know, if you watch a Packers offseason practice, Matt LaFleur likes to split his roster into two groups on opposite ends of the field. He has his starting group and anyone in contention to be a starter on one end, and he's got backups on another end, often, you know, clear backup or young guy really just breaking in. When the Packers split into two groups, I thought it was very notable that Jordan Morgan was with the ones. He was not taking reps ahead of Rashid Walker, but he was only at left tackle, and he would rotate in after Rashid Walker. Very different than last year. Anthony Belton, by the way, was with the twos, playing pretty much every spot. He played some guard, some left tackle, some right tackle. They're training him everywhere, which was the Jordan Morgan diet of reps last year. He was playing everywhere this time of year, and then almost immediately the opening was potentially at right guard with Sean Ryan, so he came in and he was taking a lot of guard reps throughout the offseason. Day one of OTAs that we saw, Jordan Morgan's at left tackle, rotating behind Rashid Walker. Matt LaFleur said this spring that was going to be the plan. They've now shown it on the field. We'll see if that continues. We'll see how that goes. It's very early in that process, but that's where he's getting his starting out his reps, is that on the blind side.
The other part about this is the defensive side of the football. I created a lot of uproar yesterday on Twitter. We were talking about Trey Hendrickson because there's a report out from Jeremy Fowler of ESPN yesterday, and a guy named Ben Baby. Wait, if that's his real name, could you imagine living life with the name Ben Baby? That I don't know.
My last name is Wood. When I was in high school, I got every single name.
That is true. But I'm not going to go where I was about to go. But this is the thing. When we talk about the pass rush, and I brought up, man, give the house for Trey Hendrickson. Give him one and a three next year. Give him one the year after that. Do whatever you have to do. Bring him in. Give him a long-term extension. And that changes the entire game. If him and Rashawn Gary are coming from each side, how much better that defense would be incredible. And it literally puts you in the Super Bowl conversation. But instead of doing that, it's going to be, we hope Lucas Van Ness gets better. We hope Brenton Cox Jr. gets better. We hope Ngabari can be healthy for the entire season. We hope Rashawn Gary can be more consistent. Like, it's all hope, 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 instead of going and getting a proven guy that has done it every year for the last several years. Having said that, of the guys that came back, I know about Edrin Cooper putting on weight. Does anybody else look markedly different?
I think the number one hope that you're leaving out there, what they mostly hope is that this magic that Jeff Hafley discovered last year with their blitz scheme
and
not relying on a front four can be duplicated and even enhanced this fall. We'll see. There's no question, if you look at the numbers, that Jeff Hafley, with his creativity, with the flexibility of his scheme, was able to generate pressure from all levels. I'll go back to week 7, third down against C.J. Stroud, Houston Texans. Who made the critical stop, the critical sack coming off the edge? It was Xavier McKinney. The linebacker core is very good at getting after the passer. I mean, that's really Edrin Cooper, obviously, but that's really when we see Quay Walker at his best, is when he's rushing. He's a phenomenally gifted rushing linebacker. Now, in this league, is it best to have those front four rush predominantly and drop 7 in coverage? Yes. There's a reason why many a defense, I'm thinking old school New York Giants circa 2007, 2011, and even new school Philadelphia Eagles last year, have won Super Bowls with that formula in large part because they were able to execute that formula to the level they did. That is the best formula. They don't have the horses. Trey Hendrickson, yeah, he's been great for a long time. And I'm of a mind, look, if Brian Gutekunst had wanted to go out this spring and aggressively pursue, add Trey Hendrickson, yeah, that's a pretty easy sell. I can understand why he didn't. He's on the wrong side of 30. That is a lot of money. And you just don't know with a player, once they get to a certain age and now you're projecting future, which is what any type of contract signed in the moment is. It's not based off past production. It's based off future projection. I can understand the uneasiness, the hesitation there because of the age. Just because he's been great doesn't mean that he's going to have 3 or 4 more great years in him, which is what you're going to need at that type of value. They are what they are. It's not going to change now. They're going to try to duplicate and enhance what they did last season, and we'll see if they're able to do that with their blitz game.
The funny thing is, though, Ryan, all I've heard all offseason is, you know, the goal is to rush only 4. We can do so much more if we can get home with using only 4. Goody said it, Hafley said it, LaFleur said it, they've all said it. And what you're saying is they're going to have to use a blitz because they can't get home with all 4. So the understanding.
As soon as the draft was over, and it was very clear that this is who they're going to be, I asked Matt LaFleur point blank, Matt, a year ago, you said very clearly, you said multiple times since then, that the initial plan that you thought you'd be able to do as a defense was rush 4 and drop 7.
Right.
And then you had to scratch that plan because you weren't able to get enough pressure. Do you now have the horses to do that? And he looked me dead in the eye and he said, that's to assume that we want to go back to that initial plan. Whether it's necessity, certainly in part necessity, or they truly believe that something was discovered there because the numbers do indicate. They have 45 sacks last year. They're top 10 in the league. It's not like they didn't get after the quarterback. They just couldn't get after the quarterback rushing 4, dropping 7. That's a difference. Whether for whatever reason, that's where their minds are now. That's what they're trying to do. That's what this offseason is about, is enhancing what they did last year.
I got one more for you, Ryan Wood, and this was a question on Twitter when we were talking about all the wide receiver drops and so forth back in the first segment, and I said, I'm not up there like I used to be back in the day when Robert Ferguson and all those guys were there for training camp, but I was telling the story when I used to be up there all the time for training camp back in the day with Mike Clemens, Ferguson staying after, and all these receivers staying after, working on the jugs machines and doing all this extra work as a receiving quarterback when Brett was the quarterback, and watching all of that. And the question was from Andrew on Twitter at the Fan Milwaukee. They need more, well, not a question, a statement. They need more hand drills for real. And I said, well, I don't know if that's necessarily true, but we'll ask Ryan Wood. You're up there. Like, is there stuff that you think they can do or change or whatever to make them better once they have them in front of them?
I mean, yes and no. I mean, you got a guy, Jaden Reed said this himself. He said he knows where he needs to be better. He needs to drop fewer passes this fall than he did last fall. And he said, point blank, he's been on the jugs machine every day this offseason. That's all well and good. He should be doing that. But at the end of the day, nothing really prepares you as a slot receiver for catching a fastball from Jordan Love over the middle with a safety about to crack you, like actually doing that. That's yep. the moment when you can tell whether or not that focus is there or not, because you're not getting cracked by a safety when you're on the jugs machine. There's no duplicating that. Even in practice, you're not getting hit. We're just going to have to see that. So if you're a young receiver, you're hoping that you go through all the necessary steps to shore up those hands as best you can on the jugs machine, doing it as much as you can, that it then carries over. But we won't know that until they actually start playing football.
There he is, Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette, Packers beat writer. Follow him on Twitter at @ByRyanWood. Ryan, thank you so much. I hope the Pacers lose the next two games.
Boy, if that would have started out the interview that way, this would have been real short, Spark. You know I love you, but I love you a little bit less.
I hate Halliburton.
I love you a little bit less now.
If y'all get rid of Halliburton, I can get down with y'all. Yeah, as long as y'all have Halliburton, I'm never rooting for you. It's never happening.
You're hurting me. I'm already never. In agony here.
It's never
you just got to like pour salt into that wound. I appreciate it.
We do a thing with Prize Picks, you know, where I have the code Sparky and you get this discount deal and the whole deal. And we've been doing Prize Picks lineups every day that they play New York and Indiana. We do a lineup, and it's always more for the New York player and less for the Indiana player. And I believe we're 3 for 3 of the lineups we've done so far. The other one was on a weekend. We didn't do it. But so far, so good. We've been rolling along.
I will tell you, as obviously a Pacers fan living in this state has become my home. It is very bizarre to me, and I understand it, because Tyrese Halliburton relishes tormenting the Bucks. He relishes playing the heel. And it's not just something he enjoys it. He rubs it. I get that.
He did the choke thing that Reggie Miller did. I would like to see him do an original celebration. Quit stealing everybody's celebrations. Do your own thing.
He's also quite possibly going to end his career as the greatest player ever from the state that absolutely loathes him at this point. It's bizarre to see. I understand it, but it is also bizarre.
There's 49 other states you can live in. Ryan Wood, thank you so much.
Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.